verdicts in the most recent trial of ousted Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi was delayed to December 27th. That's according to a legal official familiar with charges against her on Monday. The court, located in Naypyidaw, was slated to rule on charges of possession of walkie-talkies and a set of signal jammers. Suu Kyi faced maximum penalties of 3 years and 1 year in prison on each of these charges, respectively. The presiding judge, however, decided to defer the verdicts. The source for this information, who spoke to news agencies on condition of anonymity out of fear of punishment by authorities, said the judge did not offer a reason. Following the February 1st coup against Suu Kyi's democratically elected government, Myanmar's military seized control of the country, rather, and arrested her. An Egyptian activist and prominent figure in the 2011 Arab Spring is headed back to prison after being sentenced to 5 years Monday on charges of spreading fake news. His defense lawyer made the statement Monday. Alaa Abdel Fattah was released in 2019 after being sentenced in 2014 for participating in an unauthorized protest and allegedly assaulting a police officer. Shortly after his release, however, he was rearrested following a government crackdown for allegedly spreading fake news, misuse of social media, and joining the Muslim Brotherhood, which was declared a terrorist organization in 2013. Also sentenced to 4 years, each were Abdel Fattah's former lawyer and a fellow activist. A group of American and Canadian missionaries in Haiti abducted in October are finally safe after a daring escape last week, according to the aid group for which they work. The 12 escapees were among 17 abducted on October 16th after visiting an orphanage in Haiti. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.